Welcome to Poems From Here. This is Stuart Kestenbaum, Maine's Poet Laureate. In this weekly series, we'll hear poems about Maine and New England by poets from Maine and elsewhere. Poems From Here is a project of Maine Public Radio and the Maine Writers and Publishers Alliance. We're supported by the Maine Arts Commission. Today's poem is Thomas by Douglas W. Milliken. He's the author of two novels, To Sleep as Animals and Our Shadow's Voice, the collection Blue of the World, and several chapbooks, including The Opposite of Prayer. He lives within the acoustic roar of the spring furious Saco River. He writes, "My partner Genevieve has spent most of her working life engaged in the various aspects of early childhood education. Her stories of all the different ways children learn to recognize the workings of their world have always kept me enthralled. Her stories of how they get things wrong, though, are the ones whose specters take unlawful residence in my late at night, unsleeping mind." Thomas by Douglas W. Milliken. It was easy coordinating the lies that allowed us to be where we were not allowed to be. The long dead woods behind the girls' school spread out over the acres like an army of skeletons arranged in tidy rows, configurements of dead limbs clacking in the wind. No moon. The games we played were half blind man's bluff, half Lord of the Flies. Lots of blind groping followed by punishment. It's exciting all the difference pain can make. A few of us got separated, then I got separated more, pushing and falling through a tangle of grasping brush to find myself alone in a wide clearing. It wasn't where I'd meant to be. In the dark, I couldn't see where the trees ended and where the clearing began, but I could feel it. I knew where the boundaries lay. For a long time, I heard nothing else but the dry creaking of the dead forest. Then I thought maybe I could see the shapes of trees, and then I knew I could see them and see something else as well, something orange and made of light, far off. I could hear my friend shouting. I stood back, watching in the clearing, and in time a piece of light broke away from the glowing orange, bobbed through the dark, came toward me. When it reached the clearing, I saw the glow was Thomas. He was holding a branch aloft like a lacrosse stick on fire. I watched Thomas dart around, using his branch to set more branches glowing. There was orange behind me now, too. I could hear my friends shouting closer. Thomas saw me and stared, then found another branch and lit it and trotted it over into my hand. I took his burning branch. Then he ran away. All around me now was crackling and sparks and the howl of my friends throughout the skeleton wood. We'd planned for one thing and done something else. There was no going back. I used the branch to light my way. That was Thomas by Douglas W. Milliken. All of the poems in this series are available at mainepublic.org for listening whenever you like or to take with you as a podcast. Special thanks to Robert M. Chuten family, as well as Phil Steele and Francesca Galluccio Steele for supporting this program. Poems From Here is produced by Lucy Suchek. The music is by Chris Moore. Megan Webster-Duston manages permissions. I'm Stuart Kestenbaum. Thanks for listening.